here's a story from The World.
Today in Europe, a major move to prioritize LGBTQ rights. The European Commission launched legal proceedings against Hungary and Poland after both countries introduced laws that the EU says discriminate against LGBTQ people. This comes just a week after a Pride event in Georgia was attacked. Dozens of people were injured in the capital, Tbilisi. 37-year-old journalist Alexander Lashkarava was later found dead. He had been covering the event when he was severely beaten by counter-protesters. As The World's Bianca Hillier reports, LGBTQ advocates in Tbilisi are hoping for more European support.
Shota Digmalashvili knew there was the potential for violence at Tbilisi Pride, but he didn't think it would get as bad as it did.
The environment was very hostile, but we did not expect such terrible ignorance. We thought that the police would interfere, of course.
Digmalashvili is a founding member of the Shame Movement, an activist group in Georgia who helped organize Tbilisi Pride. Police stood by, he says, as counter-protesters stormed their offices and ripped down rainbow flags. A week later, Georgian authorities have yet to take action. Still, he says queer activists there know they need to show up.
Visibility is important because without visibility, there is no attention to those rights.
Attention from Georgian politicians and from leaders representing other countries. More than 24 foreign embassies in Georgia signed a joint statement condemning the violence. And yesterday, U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price sent condolences and a warning from Washington.
We do call for calm and an end to the violence that has already caused one tragic loss of life. We remind Georgia's leaders and its law enforcement of their responsibility to protect all of those, exercising their constitutional rights.
Members of the European Parliament have also been vocal, including Rasmus Andresen from Germany.
It is important for LGBTI to hear and see that they are not alone, that there actually are politicians and other people in public speaking up for their rights.
Andresen says speaking up about Georgia's lack of action can lead to change because authorities there don't want to look bad on the world stage. In Tbilisi, Shota Digmalashvili agrees and says he's grateful for the verbal support.
Yes, it's very significant.
But critics have long faulted politicians for being slow to turn statements into action. It's a fine line to navigate, says Philip Ayoub, an associate professor of diplomacy and world affairs at Occidental College. Placing sanctions on a country's government for human rights abuses, he says, can sometimes further vilify the marginalized group.
Local communities are then punished for sanctions that come at a country. It can further fuel this narrative of LGBTI rights are foreign imposition upon us and that local LGBT people are actually foreign agents themselves or are not part of local communities.
Global leaders are sending out more statements and tweets as LGBTQ rights are more often included in human rights discussions. But parliamentarian Rasmus Andresen says it needs to go further. He believes LGBTQ rights are vital to foreign policy considerations. And following the violence in Tbilisi, he says if Georgia wants to be a European partner, they need to act.
We need to ensure that in international politics, when it comes to diplomacy, we are not just talking about economic collaboration, but that we are also pointing out if we are seeing some problems related to the human rights situation.
Philip Ayoub says there has been increased conversation about LGBTQ rights being a litmus test for partnership. But for most countries, they have yet to become a deal breaker in international relations.
In the grand scheme of things, there's still a long way to go into which LGBTI rights are really, really folded into human rights and get the same kind of attention as other kinds of issues.
Advocates say today's legal proceedings against Hungary and Poland are a good sign. Still, back in Tbilisi, people aren't waiting for that to happen. Thousands, including activists, journalists, and opposition politicians, have returned to the streets, claiming their place in the country and calling for Prime Minister Irakli Garabashvili to resign. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.